increasing walnut consumption any way we can. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Mike Poindexter is CEO of the Poindexter Nut Company based in Selma. That's Fresno County. It's a major walnut handler. He's all in about getting more people to snack on walnuts.
We'll have a flavored snack nut line. Crazy Go Nut?
Yeah, Crazy Go Nuts. And that's what the walnut industry needs, more snacking opportunities.
Yeah, we're shipping those to, probably 1,700 to 2,000 stores now. And that's just on the flavored nuts. On the nut butters, we have those, but I'm guessing it's probably close to 1,300, 1,400 stores.
And Poindexter comments that not about just getting the supply down, but getting demand up.
One of our challenges that we've had, a lot of walnuts get sold through food service channels. When some restaurants are shut down or restricted, the amount of volume that goes through food service is reduced. Now, one thing that is very different today than it was 50 years ago is the ability of people to cook. We have a lot of people that watch cooking shows in America. Watching cooking shows, really, really big. Actually doing some cooking, not quite so much. And what will happen is, if the walnuts are not in the snacking category, where I think you'll eat more snacks at home than you will when you're having to do the cooking yourself. But if a lot of the walnut consumption is in dishes that people generally will eat at a restaurant but won't make at home, then you're going to have a drop off in that, and that's going to be a little bit more work to overcome.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.